I believe that emotional support for unmarried, pregnant women can save a life. Think back to the worst mistake you ever made. You were scared, frustrated, upset, angry. You thought the world was coming to a crashing halt, that the steam engine of life was coming full speed ahead, ready to plow you over as you stood paralyzed on the tracks. In the midst of all the anxiety, however, your family and friends surrounded you, loving arms outstretched. They may have been disappointed in you initially, but love always overcomes adversity. They had your back. They picked you up off the ground and helped you get back on your feet. They patiently worked with you until you could walk again on your own. It was their support that got you through and kept you pushing forward. Think about the mistake again, but this time, picture the situation without any support at all. Instead, imagine walking through the halls as people stopped their conversations to stare at you. You have become the object of gossip and ridicule. Your closest friends have abandoned you, and your family is embarrassed to call you their own. Sadly, hundreds of thousands of women are thrust into this situation every year. Pregnant before they are emotionally and financially prepared for such a commitment, the one thing these women desperately need is support from their loved ones. Many are not lucky enough to receive even that. Their friends do not want to be ridiculed by association. The fathers of the unborn children are scared of commitment and abandon them. Their parents are embarrassed, unable to process the situation. So there she is, alone in her darkest hour. What could she possibly do to regain the support of her friends, the love of her partner, and the trust of her family? Why? Abortion is an easy answer, isn't it? But the fact is, abortion is not an easy answer. If it were, it would not be such a widely debated issue in the United States. Whether or not you believe the fetus is a living human, what could have been a beautiful baby is now erased from the world. Studies show that women who have abortions are typically women in school or just entering the workforce, and the majority of them are unmarried. They are scared, desperate, and unprepared, so they have an abortion. If these women are treated with respect, however, that could change. With support from family and friends, they could explore their other options, like adoption, and not resort to the most drastic of measures. They could give the baby a chance. In the end, giving hope to an unmarried pregnant woman not only stops an abortion, it saves a life.